Dogen writes, to study the Buddha way is to study self. To study self is to forget self. Very simple. Nothing special. Ordinary life. Daily life. Yet, the daily life as it manifests to us, for us, is often not very simple, but there arises troubling circumstances and events, troubling for us, whether so-called inside or so-called outside events, circumstances that we find result in us being troubled or doing things that cause trouble for us. Now, it's important for us to be clear that studying self or noticing self, whether in sitting or throughout life, is not in order to figure out more about this so-called self. If it's for anything, it is to allow us to forget self. I say allow us because attempting to forget some self, this doesn't forget self, and if anything, it makes it all the more so. Forgetting self can't happen or be done, if I say it that way, by self, by trying to forget things. As you know, trying to forget doesn't work. In fact, to make this clear to us, we remind ourselves when we recite, caught in self-centered dream, only suffering, holding to self-centered thoughts, to self-centered emotions, to self-centered beliefs and justifications and so forth. Those are exactly the dream delusions of this self-world that results in trouble for us and harming with others. And yet these things keep arising, and these things, meaning caught up and holding to all sorts of self, I like, I don't like, holding to those, we must, we say, make our effort. We can make our effort. It's skillful and helpful if we make our effort, which is our ongoing practice effort of being, doing what is appropriate right now. Of course, we could start with it's being body, mind, present, bodily present, upright, whether standing, sitting, walking, being still, lying down. But that also includes, and I say but, noticing how and when we are caught up and entangled in our thoughts and emotions, entangled in a way that results in us missing this moment. Now, this moment, being just this moment, is not something, it's not something that I do, you do, not something added on. And if it is, then my doing it is not just this moment, it's not just being ordinary, it becomes something extra, something special, something I'm doing And yet our practice requires us to start out with I'm doing in order to just be what doesn't require us to I'm do. It's just be this moment, which we must do, must be this moment. Can't help but be, and yet there's practice effort, skillful practice effort, so as to allow this non-effort being this moment. Non-effort, if I call it zazening. Zazening so that zazen zazens us. This moment does this moment. This moment forgets this moment, forgets the selfing. Even self forgets self. Dogen has a dialogue with his teacher Ru Jing, in which Ru Jing's response is, body, mind dropped away or cast away, cast off body, mind. Or in another way of saying it, Dogen says, when awakened by myriad dharmas, myriad things, events, the universe, your body, mind, as well as body, minds of others drops away. Now this dropping away, it's not some magical thing that the universe disappears, and yet our entanglement in I want, I don't want, this caught in self-centered dream, this holding to self-centered thoughts, emotions, and so forth, falls, ceases to be any hindrance into being just this moment. I've mentioned the Bahia instructions, but I'll mention them again. This is the Buddha speaking to Bahia. He says, quote, Bahia, when for you in what is seen, there will be just seeing what is seen. In what is heard, there will be just what is heard. In what is sensed, there will be just what is sensed. In what is cognized, be just what is cognized. Then, Bahia, you will not be, quote, thereby, close quote. I mean, all of this is a quote, but Bahia, when you will not be thereby, then you will not be therein. Bahia, when you will not be therein, then you will be neither here nor beyond nor between the two. This itself is the end of dukkha. Not therefore, not therein, not thereby, not. We add, unfortunately, extensive thereins, therebys, therefores, there, and you fill in, which is extensive caught in self-centeredness, holding. And dwell on them. And therefore we miss our seeing, hearing, cognizing moment. And it even leads us to do all sorts of things based on our thoughts about likes and dislikes, and just makes, as we know, all sorts of trouble. Zazen is being zazen by, in the midst of the whole universe, and doing whatever is appropriate for you and called for that you can see. Use the supports that work now for you as appropriate to your life, as appropriate for you to be just this moment. And know that supports are exactly the Dharma universe coming, offering opportunities to be breathing, to be, if I say it, the attentiveness of body, mind, right here. To be, as I suggested, and Joko suggested, thanks for everything. Bowing to what you know, bowing to not knowing, to allow, to trust this mystery right here, to allow self to forget self, to allow dropping away, seeking anything more or extra, and yet make the effort that's most needed this moment effort most needed, so that this dropped away body mind manifests in the myriad dharmas that awaken as our life, as your life, this moment. Thank you.